Kelly Rowland's in Australia because, let's be honest, yeah, she, we see, you don't even really realise that. She's rolled in. She's one of the judges on The Voice on Channel 9 this year. And, I mean, you know, Beyonce is arguably the most successful member of Destiny's Child. But I'd say Kelly, and I've never met Beyonce and I'd love to. Let's be honest, we'd all love to. But Kelly is so down to earth and I'd argue she might be the nicest. She is great. Anytime we've had her on the show, in fact, she's on this week's edition of Boxed In.
Great.
So. On Sunday afternoon at 5 o'clock. So, yeah, she's...
Colour Hang. What a name job. I always do reckon, like when I was a single man, you always go for the girl who's not the number one in the group. Go for one who's second. Because she's still hot, but she's nice. The other one, nah, she's too high maintenance. Go for that one.
Well, Kelly is in Sydney, so she's based herself in Sydney for a few months while they're filming The Voice. She's there with her partner, Tim, and their beautiful little boy, Titan, who's only two. And this is great. So yesterday, she's gone to an indoor trampolining venue.
Like Bounce or something like
that? Yeah, well, this one's called Sky Zone. So she's at this indoor trampolining centre, just getting around. Nobody knew it was her.
Great.
Nobody, like, eventually there was a photo taken of her and everyone's, whoa, that was Kelly Rowland. He was just in here, bounced on the trampolines. Amazing. I'll just show you the photo, guys.
Oh, there she is.
You just go, cool, mum. Just, you wouldn't necessarily imagine Destiny's Child star, Kelly Rowland, is just jumping on trampolines. And, you know, I bet what did happen there, because this happens a bit. When you see a really famous person out of context, you sometimes, like, people would have been there going, that looks a bit like Kelly Rowland, but they wouldn't necessarily think it was.
But why would she be in a bounce house?
Why? She's not going to be here in jeans and Epping doing this. And my favourite thing is when somebody, and I'm going to point to one of my friends in the studio, when they come to you and they go, oh, I saw someone really famous the other day. And you go, where? And they'll go, oh, on the train. I was just on the Lilydale line and I saw Adele. And you're like, yeah, that wasn't Adele. You know, it was. Because I want proof then. I want a photo.
Right.
Now, Dave came to me about a year ago and... Dave, can you please tell the story?
Well, this story makes no sense because mine actually happened. I don't know why you brought it up. So I used to live down in St Kilda and I'd go for a shoulder massage every Saturday. It's been a long week of radio. It's propping
been
up the show.
Feet all week. I understand. I did the same with Carlton.
Yeah, you get it, Fev. Yeah. So I'd get in there, right? And no, I'm not the celeb. People go, but no, it's not me. And I'd be sitting there and then next to me, guys... The movie director, Peter Jackson, Lord of the Rings fame, was next to me getting a shoulder massage.
Peter Jackson was not in a massage parlour in St Kilda.
Yes, he was.
He was not. No, he's in New Zealand or he's off making Lord of the Rings. Okay. He's not hanging out with you in a massage parlour.
New Zealand is just a quick Jetstar flight away, mate. So he would have turned up here. He's probably at some conference. He's there trying to relax.
He's got
to get away from his hobbits, all right? Everyone needs a hobbit.
He's got his head face down in a massage table.
That's just a bearded man.
He saw a bearded man and went,
packet of smokes that had Peter Jackson written on it.
Yeah. And so you reckon it was like Usual Suspects? Like I put it together with everything around me.
I did meet at Horse Trainer. We're at a grand final function. And I went up to Chris Waller, who's a famous trainer of Winx. And
was it actually Chris Waller?
Let me finish the story. Well,
I know. I can't help.
So I'm chatting away and I'm going, oh, Winx is a great, half an hour I had him. I'd had a couple of froths and he's sitting there and he's chatting away and I'm going, Winx and all this and you're going really well, you're Sydney stable. And I said, anyway, nice to meet you, Chris. And at the end of it, he goes, hey, sorry, Fev, my name's Lee Freeman.
There we go.
Had the wrong horse trainer.
So you got the wrong guy.
I absolutely felt like an idiot.
Yeah, well, he didn't correct you. So
no, he let me go.
Generous. 131060. What celebrity do you think you saw? Like, you know, maybe you have this argument with friends. You're like, no, seriously, it was Zayn from One Direction and he came into the Porto I was working at and he bought a chicken wrap. I swear it was. Who do you think you saw? You can't give us any proof. Maybe your friends don't believe you.
Well, they don't.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
You don't expect to see Kelly Rowland bouncing on trampolines.
Sure.
And that's the thing, you can, and I imagine there would be people who left that trampoline venue and went home and went, You'd never guess who I saw at Sky Zone. I saw Kelly Rowland. And people would have gone, no, you didn't. Like Dave said, he had a massage with Peter Jackson, esteemed film director.
That sounds like we were in a sauna together. I was getting my shoulder massage, so I wasn't laying down. He was sitting next to me. Okay, so sorry, space. And he was probably here for some conference, like Comic-Con.
He'd be bearded. A bearded man could look very much like Peter Jackson.
Yeah.
See, you needed a selfie.
Why St Kilda? Of all places, why would he be getting a massage in St Kilda?
Because he's staying down at the water, mate.
He's got it all worked out. Water time.
Mate, he lives in New Zealand.
No, but we can debunk this quickly, Fed.
He can get a massage. He can go
anywhere.
He's going
to get it in room.
No, he's not. He might want to go out and hang out with the international comedy stars like Dave.
Mate, any Kiwi I know, mate, they've got no pretension whatsoever. He's just hanging out with the peeps.
What celebrity did
Don't
you...
Don't do that. We had that guy ringing, remember?
We've often done on this show, what celebrity did you meet? What celebrity do you know? But this is, what celebrity do you think you saw? It's a very narrow field we're looking through. So Jared from Warragul. Hi, Jared.
G'day. How you going, guys?
Great, Jared. Now, please tell me this was a celebrity you just saw sauntering through Warragul.
Not Warragul, no. It was actually St Kilda as well.
Oh, hotbed.
Not Peter Jackson. Steven Spielberg.
No, close. So, my partner and I were driving through on a beautiful Sunday afternoon. We pulled up at a set of lights, and next to us, in I'm pretty sure it was a Lamborghini, was Ricky Martin.
Okay, you know what? Lamborghini. If Ricky Martin was in town, I reckon he'd hire one. So you're already halfway there, Jared.
Yeah, and at the same time, he was also a judge on The Voice, so he was in Oz.
Living in Sydney.
Yeah, he was probably doing the sequel to The Hobbit with Peter Jackson.
He could have been doing a house visit or whatever they're doing.
They pretty much don't leave Sydney.
On your guy in a Lamborghini, he's usually got a Dolce & Gabbana, like sunglasses so big, they look like a welding mask. Like it covers a lot of face. So all you
Jared
can notice him from is the
nose. And that's perfect.
And that's all you need, Jared. You just have to think you saw him. Yep. Perfect. Cameron from Roeville. Hi, Cam.
How are you going?
Good, Cam. Who do you think you saw?
So I saw Pink, and very, very sure. It was a couple of days after her Funhouse concert, a couple of years back. And I went to a winery with my family, and we saw her there with a couple of bodyguards. But I couldn't get a photo with her, so when I told my friends after I got home, no one believed me.
Right. I agree with you because Pink's here for about 45 weeks of the year. Like she does about 80 concerts a year.
And there's not a lot of pink-haired women getting around. So there's a fair chance when you see a woman with bodyguards and pink hair.
It probably is.
We believe you, Cam. You totally saw Pink.
And the restaurant staff even confirmed it. So
well, you just saw Pink. I mean, that's
the wrong phone.
And I was at a concert.
Separate topic.
As soon as there's bodyguards involved, I'm pretty sure.
Deborah from St Andrews Beach. Hi, Deb.
Hey, how you going?
Really well, Deb. Who did you see?
Okay, I know he's a friend of your show, Morgan Freeman.
Oh, where do you think you saw Morgan Freeman?
Well, no, I actually did. I used to live in LA, so I was in a sunglass shop with my partner.
Well, this is just celebrity sightings now. What happened out there on the phones? We asked for people who think they saw. These people are very, very confident.
Well, I'm totally confident with him, and I've seen plenty of others, obviously, because I lived there for a while.
Sure.
It was quite normal just sort of pop into Dr. Phil. A couple of times.
Yep, cool.
Was it at the Sunglass Hut as well?
No, he was on the road. He was in a car.
Did you hear Morgan's voice too, Deb? Did you hear Morgan's voice? Because that would
absolutely.
Be the tell.
You know how you know Morgan Freeman?
How?
Two things.
Okay.
His voice and his freckles.
Of course the freckles. Absolutely. So cute.
So you can't really say it's not Morgan Freeman.
You can't. No, I wouldn't.
And you have.
not the topic.
And I think you might find that funny because he's, you know, one that you offer.
Definitely Morgan Freeman.
No, when he's turning up
he's
going,
a very good
just
friend.
A pair of Oakley frog skins.
thank you for that, Deb. Olivia from Greensboro. Hi, Olivia.
Hi, guys.
If Olivia says, I think I saw Adele at a concert last weekend, I'm going to walk out of the studio.
I think I saw Tom Cruise because I went past his mansion.
Olivia, who do you think you saw?
I think I saw Victoria Beckham with one of her little boys at Safeway in Torquay.
No, that's exactly what, though. That is a topic.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Interesting information has leaked that Australia, our government, was not prepared for a Donald Trump victory. I don't think anyone was. In the last US election, and Malcolm Turnbull had to get the president's number off golfing legend Greg Norman. So Turnbull's gone, there's no way this guy's going to be president. I don't even have his details, contact details. Anyway, the Department of Foreign Affairs, yep, they were so confident he wouldn't win that they never had them. So to talk about this snub, we have the 45th president on the line right now. Are you there, Mr. Trump?
Oh, the president? Where?
Sir, Donald, you're the president.
Oh, yeah, right. Sorry, I keep forgetting. My bad.
Now, Mr. Trump, are you surprised that Australia didn't even have your phone number because they had zero faith in you winning the election?
Oh, you betcha, Missy. I was surprised.
Surprised by our government not having your number?
No, by me winning. I mean, geez, it blew my freaking mind apart. Look, I'm surprised I'm still here. I mean, most of my press conferences, I just play reruns of me on The Apprentice. How have I not been freaking fired yet?
So you had a few heads of state call to say that they were surprised by your victory?
Oh, you betcha. Let's see, the British Prime Minister, he said he never saw this coming. He also pointed out that hell had frozen over, which proves my point that global warming isn't real if places are freezing over, okay? where is hell anyway? Is that in Russia? Where is that?
Mr. Trump, have you been in contact with our Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, since your election victory?
Oh, sure. Yeah. The Donald and Mitchell, we talk all the time.
You mean Malcolm?
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, I caught him the other day because you feel the reporters over here in the U.S. have been stressed. They've been working hard, you know. They need a holiday. Australia seems like a nice place to visit.
So you're sending the U.S. media to Australia?
Oh, yeah. Especially the ones that don't agree with me. Where is that Wolf Creek anyway? And that guy in the cowboy hat, does he still live there?
Okay, thank you. It's President Trump on the Fox.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Hey, speaking of love, how beautiful is this? Jamie Oliver has been with his partner, Jules, been since they were 17. I was going to say 2005. That's not the case. They married in 2000. So first loves, childhood sweethearts. They've now got 5 children. They just had one last year. So going strong. Now, Jules has revealed, because much like a lot of partners of famous people, she's now got her own social media profile and she shares lots of things about her life.
Good.
And she has shared that when she was 17 and she was working in Tokyo for 6 months, every day Jamie sent her a letter. Every single day he sent her a letter. And she's been reading back through them and she said they're the best memories and that was how they got their relationship to where it is today. Like maybe she would have left. No, let's be honest, he was about to hit real fame. She was never leaving him.
Imagine those letters though. All right, having fun in Tokyo. What, you know, have a bit of sushi, bit of pucker. Who knows? We'll walk up, get your pants off, lovely jubbly. All right.
It might have been a bit more romantic than that.
No, she's claiming, and we don't necessarily see that side of Jamie, but that he is very romantic and that's what got it across the line. And I thought about this because sometimes men, particularly boys, and this is not a sweeping brush, I'm not labelling you all with this, but you're not great at wooing all the time.
A contraire, mon frère. I don't have a 6-month-old to prove it.
No, but what I mean
I'm back with my ex-wife.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying.
He went to another continent in the jungle and that's what brought it.
I was before then.
How to get lucky. I'm saying, do you know how to woo? Because I often, and we're in relationships, a complaint can often be, he's not romantic enough. There's just not enough romance. But I believe, and I'm defending you boys here, I don't know that you sometimes know where to start. I know plenty of guys, male friends, who go, I just don't know what to do. It's not me. It's not my bag. And I thought what we could do as a service, if anyone's listening, and maybe they've just started dating someone, it's been a few months, and they know they need to step up in the room. Because girls will sometimes say, hey, I'm just not feeling it, or I just need a bit more affection or a bit more emotion. Mm-hmm. And guys can just go, it's a block, I can't do it. Why don't we run a wooing workshop where we will help you? So right now, 131060, if you are trying to woo a member of the opposite sex or the same sex, whatever, we will help craft a great text, or we can go old school and make it a letter, make it a fax, whatever you want. We will help craft your wooing letter.
Yeah, easy text, eggplant, bang.
Nah,
look. Yeah, or I'd just send an emoji kiss. nothing back. Just stick up the one with the one finger.
Okay, this is why.
Why
we'll,
are you all the same?
We'll work through it.
We're both in committed relationships.
Yeah. So and I wooed my wife by going out on our first date, and she paid for it.
Okay, so these are all examples of what not to do. So, Fee, if you will help,
I will captain this wooing workshop.
Please do.
You have to.
Please, we
you
beg you
to. You can be contributors on the side, but I am absolutely going to steer this ship.
So you'd like to hear from anyone who wants to woo
anyone
their partner
right now. Great, okay. Who feels that they could they need a bit of help in the romance stakes. Great.
Steve will help you.
I will help, and
I
the
might
boys
in the
will
ad
not.
Break send a really lovely message to Al.
Yeah.
And see what I get back.
Okay.
Oh, great.
We'll just do a little test.
Beautiful, we'll do that.
Can I help you craft it?
Yeah.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Wooing workshop.
Yes.
Man, I got issues. One of them is how bad I need you.
See, that's beautifully put. Taylor Swift. Now, she'd come in handy.
That wasn't
times
Taylor
like
Swift.
This. Who was that?
It's Julia Michaels.
Julia Michaels. What's she up to?
That song.
Songs. Excellent. Now, 131060, welcome to our wooing workshop. Jamie Oliver, one of the he has with his wife Jules a long-standing marriage in show business, and she has said because he is great at writing notes and letters to her. And sometimes this can be a block, particularly with guys, but there'd be girls too that aren't naturally romantic. And in relationships you can hear, oh, I just wish he'd be more romantic. Well, boys, we're going to give you a quick wooing workshop. Now, Trent from Brunswick has called. Hi, Trent.
Hey, guys.
Trent.
I'm clueless. I am seriously so clueless about wooing this chick. I met her on Tinder. And
swipe right.
She just expects me to know what to do. And legit, I love her to death. She's awesome. Ooh. But I got no clue how to keep the relationship. She took me to some filthy Japanese joint, but she chose all that. And I'm just like, man, I've got to get down with the times if I know what to do.
Right.
Yeah. So I'm literally clueless.
So has she identified that maybe you're not that romantic and she wants you to be a bit more romantic?
Oh, I think she knows. I don't think it's the best kept secret on the planet.
Okay.
But
can we craft a text?
Patient.
Can we craft a text for you to send right now, and then can we touch base with you later in the show to see how it goes?
All right.
Okay, let's do this.
I got one.
What?
Just brought business class trips to LA, baby. He's jumping on board.
But Trent hasn't done that.
Well, he's gone to.
No.
You're more a workshop for a text message than... Yeah,
you put him in the whole 10 large at the moment, so maybe we'll just pull that back. But Trent, I reckon he's great for the yap.
Yeah.
Like, I would love him as a mate.
Well, what about... Okay, what affectionate now, Trent, we've got to start with. What do you refer to her as affectionately? Babe, sweetheart, darling?
Schnauz.
I don't know. I just call it Jess at the moment.
Yeah, we're going to have to work on that. Let's go with, I think,
Jay.
What do you think, Jay?
Jay.
What's Jay?
Jess.
Yeah, but no, we've got to have an affectionate
Jessie,
term.
Jessie really? Bell? Jessie Bell?
What about
what's
sweet?
Her last name?
Hey,
really?
Darling.
Crumpet
sweetheart.
Bum? No?
Okay, I'm going to go babe. I reckon it just feels, I'm okay, vibing babe. You as a babe guy. Okay, Trent, just go, hey, babe.
She's going to be like, what the hell?
Yeah, but no, let's
what's her
Trent,
last name?
This is an experiment. This is a wooing workshop. You okay.
Don't worry about it.
We haven't even got to the hello bit yet.
We got through, hey, babe. We're there. Okay, we're getting there. Good. Hey, babe. Just woke up and you... Oh, no. Hang on. I'm just doing my own workshop.
Okay.
Just woke up and can't stop thinking about you.
Write this down.
Sure. And then a love heart emoji. Are you good
I'm
for that, Trent?
Screwed from the start.
What's the trick? You have to help, mate.
Just send the eggplant emoji.
No!
A.M.
No, Trent. Okay. No, yeah. Okay. Hey, babe. Can't stop thinking about you. Guys, this is a workshop. Can join.
Well, every time we say something, you say no.
Well, you
eggplant emoji. Yes, you can.
You can't. No, because we
listen to the way Trent talks.
Yeah,
he's not going to be saying,
romantic.
Hey, babe.
I'm on Jess's side, though. Jess is
about
not going to go,
you.
Oh, great, set me an eggplant romantic emoji. That's
yeah,
not
but she
romantic.
Might like that. She's fallen in love with him because she loves him. Don't change who you are.
You know this is a wooing workshop.
Yeah, and I don't like it anymore.
Okay, well, okay, Trent,
everyone's,
I've only got the
everyone's
one.
Everyone's arguing.
Dave, anything you'd
what
like to
am
contribute?
What doing? Have you got
well, I don't know what's going on. Full stop.
Okay, Trent, please do this. Hey, babe. Can't stop thinking about you.
I booked a quest for an hour.
Good luck with it.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron. Total Temptation. Well,
when faced with a choice between $5,000 and a pile of toys, what would you choose? Well, it's obvious as an adult, but what would your toddler do? That's the experiment.
That's the great thing about this. Now, parents from all over Melbourne have registered to get involved, and the idea is that your three-year-old walks into a room that is an empty room. In one corner, a pile of toys. In another corner, $5,000 cash. Trick is, whatever your toddler touches first, you win.
Yeah. Yesterday we tested it with Trixie Box, and eventually Fief bribed Trixie to go for the cash.
Yeah. What I learned yesterday is three-year-olds will only ever go for toys.
So how will this go? This is Lani, our first official contestant, with her mother Kayla and her dad Stephen.
Okay, Steve, Kayla, welcome to Toddler Temptation. Now, you have brought your beautiful little three-year-old daughter Lani here, who's divine. Now, what you don't know that's about to happen is you are minutes away from winning $5,000. There is a catch, though. It's got nothing to do with you two. All the pressure will rest on Lani's three-year-old shoulders. Yeah. I bet. Yeah. But she won't know. So what's going to happen is we're about to walk into a room that has a two-way mirror. Lani's going to go into an empty room. There's going to be nothing in that room but two things. In one corner are toys, some Duplo, some Lego, some rubber duckies. In the other corner is $5,000 cash. Now, Lani's
going to... I know
what I'd
do.
I bet you do, Steve. If she goes up and touches the toys, they're what you'll be taking home. If
More
she touches
toys.
The
awesome.
Money...
Yeah. Cool.
If she touches the money, $5,000 cash.
Awesome. Yeah.
Okay, what are your instincts? What do you reckon she'll do?
I think she'll go play for the toys.
Yeah.
maybe. I don't know.
She never goes through mummy or daddy's wallet and sees notes and gets excited.
She's already lost a few of my key cards.
Okay, well, there's a chance that she might be attracted. We've put all colourful money there. There's lots of 20s and 50s, and hopefully that'll grab her attention.
You never know.
Stephen, Mum and Dad, welcome to Toddler Temptation.
Hopefully she trips and just falls that way. Goes to grab the table and maybe grab some money.
This is a big mirror, so Lani's going to think she's just looking
That's
at a
so
mirror.
Cool.
So let's wait for that door to open and little Lani.
Here she comes. At the moment, she hasn't even seen the table.
That's a mirror.
That's so cute.
So she can't see here. She's just looking at herself in a mirror.
On the other side of that mirror is her mum and dad just laughing at her funny faces.
Oh, that's so cute.
She's walking straight for the toys. She hasn't touched them yet, though. She hasn't touched
anything.
She's looking at them, hasn't touched them yet, hasn't made physical contact. She'd be an inch away from the big duck.
She's moving over towards the money. Oh, she's picked up the Duplo.
Get some more of those blocks.
Now she's holding lots of blocks. Oh, for a moment we thought we had our first winner.
Fill your pockets with blocks.
She did. I'll be honest, she looked tempted by the money.
I guess she won't be coming out of her room for a while. She's
She's so beautiful. Now she can take all of these toys.
I mean, we're all awkwardly laughing, but she did just cost you $5,000. So
thank you.
Hey guys,
better luck tomorrow.
Wasn't involved, but a great radio.
Oh, you like it?
I was actually right into that because I hadn't heard it yet. Wow.
Good, okay.
I really wanted to get the money.
I know. Well, we'll do it again tomorrow. Hey. Let's see whether or not we can give away $5,000.
Radio. Well done, guys.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, guys, I don't know if anyone been listening to the show knows, but I've got two people sitting here acting on Neighbours. And a lot of people are like, wow, they're broadcasters and actors. Yeah, well, that's not the extent of it, okay? I've also got someone who's pretty good with the vocal cords, guys. Fifi.
Thank
Box.
You. Thank you.
She said thank you before you even confirmed it was her.
I was just thinking, you've never given me credit for being able to sing, Dave. And I've constantly said, but when I get someone in my range, like Adele or Pink, you got to give me
Adele.
No, but you're talking about the people before you. You're not... You're not an impersonator of Pink. You're not a photocopied version of Adele. You are the one and only Fifi Box. Oh. And to be honest, we laid down some tracks on the weekend, and you probably don't remember because I think you'd had a couple of drinks. But this, I'm pretty much going to go out on a limb, and you host Hit AU, Byron.
Oh, it's a music show on a Sunday night, and it's a taste-making show.
Mate, this is going to prop up your show because this will be the banger of 2017.
Should I hit play?
Oh, yeah, please do.
Your young son, tactile and virile. A Saturday night looks like you're on the prowl. Head to a new place looking for some action. So many ladies there, you should get some traction. You see Sarah, Kim, Veronica, or Linda, but you're striking out worse than Jeffrey Edison on Tinder. But before you think that this night stinks, she says,
fancy seeing you here, wanna drink?
Woo! Oh, okay then, yeah.
Fancy seeing you here, wanna drink?
Okay, maybe you've had enough.
Fancy seeing you here, woo.
Single at a wedding and that might sound good, but everyone's a couple here, don't be misunderstood. You're sitting at the kids' table, cousins and nieces, you're getting bored by the ceremony and the speeches. Everyone's talking about property, having children, and stamp duty they're saving on the apartments they're building. And then you hear the ice and the vodka clink, and she says,
fancy seeing you here, wanna drink?
Oh! Oh, yep.
Fancy seeing you here, wanna drink?
Maybe you should sit this one out.
Oh! Fancy seeing you here, wanna drink?
Oh.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
The project on Channel 10, 6:30 tonight. Get your eyes around it.
Oh.
No, what a wonderful show it is.
Oh, crank a window.
we obviously, they're all good friends of ours and I am on a Tuesday night and Fev usually gets home and watches me in the late edition at midnight.
Yes.
So I appreciate that.
That's okay. I'll be tuning in tonight.
But last night, how funny, Heston Blumenthal was on and I was out. I didn't even notice this, but social media was melting down going, what's with Heston?
Yeah, but they don't put him on with you. You don't need two celebrity chefs sitting there at the desk. You know that.
And Heston's great. We've had Heston on this show a couple of times. He's good fun. He loves a chat. Anyway, the people were suggesting maybe he was a bit loose on the show last night. We've got a grab.
What is it that makes a great restaurant?
I think, for me, one of the really important things with this is that we've got, like, this might seem a little bit tangential.
Okay.
Just bear with me for 1 minute. It's to do, it's related to a Satsuma tangent. Really, no. We human beings became the most powerful species on the planet because through being able to imagine things that don't exist, we created shared beliefs.
Right.
I get it. I know what he's trying to say there.
Do you?
Yeah, I do. What, the shared belief thing. Not Wally, the sumo wrestler bit. I wasn't sure where he was getting out with that.
You read that Wally possibly wanted security to come in.
No. Look, Heston, he's good fun. He's taken all that in his stride. But it did make me think sometimes, and if people think that was a loose interview, whoa, have I got a list for you?
It's Fee's little list. He's doing a little list. He's doing a little list.
Yeah.
I've collated
That's
a list.
That's when I worked with Eiffel 64.
Of the top three loose celebrity interviews. Now, in at number three, November 2014. This is when we really started to get an insight into Captain Jack Sparrow, Johnny Depp, and where he was at in his life at the time. This was him. He was appearing at the Hollywood Film Awards and he was presenting the best documentary.
This is good. I'm not very good at this kind of thing. Watch, I'm going to read this thing. For decades, Shep Gordon has been one of the most beloved and respected talent managers in the music industry. Lucky to have him in my life. He's someone I consider a great friend, somebody. yeah.
What does it say?
Geez, Captain Jack's had some rum on the high seas, hasn't he?
He just jumped straight off that plank.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still getting my land legs under me.
In at number two, just a few years earlier, 2011, Charlie Sheen. This was when we realised his wheels were falling off. Who could forget this interview on Good Morning America?
I was banging 7 gram rocks and finishing them because that's how I roll. I have one speed, I have one gear. Go. You know, I get tiger blood, man. You borrow my brain for 5 seconds and just be like, dude, can't handle it. Unplug this bastard. Yeah, because it fires in a way that is, I don't know, maybe not from this particular terrestrial realm. Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body. Winning.
I had forgotten, Boxy, that was Good Morning America. People woke up to that.
Seven.
Winning.
They're two examples of very loose interviews. Now, in at number one.
Wait, so that was two.
Yeah, I know. Wait for it. Because it's homegrown. And this, it was big at the time, but people may have forgotten this. Dancing with the Stars, 2014. Do you remember when Mark Holden, he finished his dance and he dressed up as a clown and then the judges were trying to give him some feedback and this happened.
Yeah.
How are you?
Do you like balloons, Danny?
Not really.
really.
I could get you a balloon, Danny.
Oh, I'd rather... No, is this it here? Huh?
Jeez, I hope he was under the influence of something at that point in time, but it's a little bit cheeky, Boxy. You're here like, oh, look at these celebrities. Oh, look at them. Oh, geez, who knows what state they were in. Mate, I think you've forgotten a little time called 2007 when you were hosting the Lokies.
Oh, please. This was outrageous, this Dave. Disgusting. This should be the number one. Here we go.
Wow, I am so excited to be here tonight. I've never even attended the Logies, let alone stood up on stage to be part of a tradition that's included the likes of Bert, Graham, Bert, Daryl and Bert. This is a huge honour.
Winning.
Fifi, Dave, Fev and Byron.
Now, guys, I had a really proud father moment yesterday. I rang my good mate Georgie Lawler from Nike and went down to the Nike factory just on Gibbs Street where he's been looking after me for, 20 years since I ever got drafted. And usually I go in there and treat myself to a bit of Nike gear. But this time I was going in to buy football boots for my girls.
Nice.
Never thought I'd say that. And the lovely lady that served me said, did you ever think 10 years ago that you'd be coming in here buying football boots for your daughter? And I said, no, I didn't. So I was in there and the great Michelle Timms was in there, the basketball. She was also buying football boots for her daughter who starts this weekend. And also Joe Silvani was in there. She was just buying boots for her boys as well. Yeah. She's getting boots. But she's obviously got some great jeans there with the kids. But
yeah. I was going to say, not her son who plays for Carlton.
No,
I'll get your boots for you, mate.
Size 16 feet, old Jack Silvani, I found out yesterday. That's a big foot for an 18-year-old. Anyway, so I was in there and I'm looking at all these colours and I'm like, I don't know what, because I like the Lair. I've got these big green puppies that just say it's all about me style.
Flashy.
Feel flashy. And I thought, oh, Lenny and Lulu are just starting. So do I go the just the normal black style that I used to run with when I was younger?
Yeah.
Or do I go a little bit white? So I thought I'll FaceTime them because they are home.
Wonder white, because that's what you wrap in
snags. Snagfest. And so I FaceTime. So As you, they're pretty much like me. They wanted the Larry colour ones.
Yeah.
So I got
them
in their size and I took them up to the counter. And you know when you just have that moment of, you just feel, wow. I got really like tingly. I'm like, I'm buying footy boots for my girls who start footy next week at Hampton Rovers. I took them home. They put them straight in. I got them mouth guards. So we moulded the mouth guards in the hot water like my mum used to do with me.
Yeah.
You put it in for like 5 seconds and you pull it out and put it in the mouth. So they're getting around the house yesterday in their mouth guards and their footy boots. And I'm like, oh.
That's so sweet.
And it's so good for women in sport to have come this far. And who would have thought, 10 years ago. Little Fev's running out there. Look, it's one game, so I'm pretty sure Brisbane won't take him, but Carlton, they might be able to get there.
Father-daughter rule, they have that now, don't they?
They have that, one game.
Oh, that's great.
Well, that's it. So great lady Lucius.
Good luck to all the young girls out there that play their first game this weekend.
Fantastic. Should be a big season.